This is ISIS Radio.
Welcome to ISIS Radio, supported by Air Products, delivering cost-effective materials to the global electronics industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
This is Will Beecham reporting from Identiplast 2007. I'm here with Wilfried Hansel, Executive Director of Plastics Europe. What do you think are the biggest issues at Identiplast 2007?
The most relevant issue here that we have to address is the role that plastics can play and are playing today in our society. We have to recognize the fact that today the reputation of plastic is not good. The image needs to be improved. And that is something that, given the fact that in today's world we are facing extreme challenges in the area of environment and in the area of energy limitations, that demand for new creative solutions in order to cope with these challenges. And that is exactly the time in which plastics can speak up, because we have probably one of the most significant contributions to make. In the past, we tended, as an industry, to be very defensive. We were looking, when we are talking about recycling, how to cope with a problem. But this is outdated. We are not talking about a problem. In today's world, recycling and waste is a resource. A resource that extends the lifetime of use of plastics. And if we see it in this positive context, we have a lot to contribute to an efficient management of resources on this planet. And this chance we have to play, but what is very important is that we don't do it as one party only. So not only as polymer producers, but it's very important that the total value chain is speaking up in the same direction. That the converters, the machine builders, and everyone who is part of this industry is really supporting this way of thinking. And we shall not forget, this industry is representing 1.6 million employees. It's representing 280 billion euro turnover. And in this industry, mainly in the converting, we have more than 50,000 companies. So this industry is a major part of the European economy. So we have an effect, and I think today's situation, in consideration of these challenges that I addressed earlier, they demand that we are speaking up more boldly and that we make clear and make ourselves heard what contributions we can make to the future of our society in Europe and the global resources in general.
So in practical terms, what can plastics manufacturers do to make their voice heard and to change the emphasis?
I think the first important aspect is that we have to provide the evidence. What are the precise examples that we can use in order to make ourselves understood? And that is something which needs to be based on scientific sound data, but needs to be then translated into a language that the general public understands. And I think in the past we had sometimes being too complicated. We were not speaking the language of the public. We were speaking the language of the industry. And that needs to be changed. So our contribution from Plastics Europe will be to develop this evidence and to provide tools and arguments that we can use in this communication. And then I would like to invite the value chain to join in and to use these tools. Today, we are in discussion with EUPC, how we can make this work, and we will come up with something, and we would be happy to keep you informed on this.
Just one further question. Where do you see the greatest opportunities for plastics manufacturers to get involved in plastics recycling? Which parts of Europe, for example, present the most growth opportunities?
When we just consider the extension of the EU recently, the largest opportunities are definitely in the East, because there we have a substantial lack in structures, facilities for handling plastics waste. There is a very high demand for this, And there is a very positive, open attitude on the political side to give support in order to set up the right structures. So I think this is a unique business opportunity we have, but we shall not forget, even in the West, we have huge differences in which certain countries have not the relevant share yet of recycling material that would be possible if the right systems would be in place and if the right structures would be in place. So we would have opportunities on both sides, selectively in the West and across border in the East.
Wilfred Hansel, thank you very much. This is Will Beecham reporting from Identiplast 2007.
You have been listening to ISIS Radio, sponsored by Air Products, supporting a new way of thinking and learning about our industry. Visit us at airproducts.com/connect.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.
This is ISIS Radio.